under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2 weeks before Election Day. Joining us, as usual, in this time slot, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I just want to remind you, if you wanted to hit the record button, please do so. And also, you have a very interesting story to tell about what happened potentially to you there in Gaylord yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I know we got a quick couple of minutes here before this break, but entertaining, interesting, a little worrisome. So those that have visited the Iron Pig know that there is a street located right next to us, to our immediate west, called Court Street. And over that street is a pavilion. Years ago, the taxpayers funded construction of a pavilion over Court Street. So every Wednesday and Saturday throughout the summertime, we have a farmer's market. So the city comes out, they'll throw cones to block the M32 access to Court Street, and then the access from my back parking lot into or onto Court Street as well. So all summer long, we have, for the most part, Wednesdays and Saturdays, that street blocked off. So the city comes in, places cones before, and then they come, they're supposed to come after the events are over with and remove those cones. Like, so when we had the festival a couple of years ago, the city sure came in and brought in some barricades and stuff like that for us for that Sunday evening. This is sort of the same situation, except the cones are just much more temporary because they have a numerous events under the pavilion anyways. Long story short, a couple of weeks ago, after a Wednesday farmer's market, which was, you know, not very well attended because it was a little chilly, I went out and removed some of the cones as the last farmer was packing his gear up. Now, court was in session that day, and they were having a trial, which means that all of the parking spots in our back four parking lots were taken. So I went out, removed the cones. The next day, I received a phone call and a visit from the Gaylord City Police. Now, this is a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
Regarding moving those cones. And he says, you know, I got a message here to contact you about moving some cones. Does that sound familiar? And I said, what, under the pavilion? He goes, oh, they didn't really give me much information to work on. And we both kind of chuckled a little bit. And he says, does that make sense? And I said, yeah, I guess so. He says, all right, well, have a nice day. The very next morning, Randy, instead of placing the cones, so this was a Thursday, so Wednesday was the farmer's market, Thursday was the phone call and visit from Gaylord Police, Friday morning, the city of Gaylord placed metal snowplows, 15-foot wide metal snowplows that go on the front of our excavators here for snowplowing. They placed one of those rusty, disgusting-looking thing at the end of my parking lot entrance onto Court Street and one over on M32, and then put cones there. Then they subsequently left those plows there for their better part of 3 days, because we know government workers, they don't work on the weekends.
Sure.
So every weekend since this phone call and visit from the Gaylord City Police, city management has decided to take resources and fuel to place these snowplow blades, these rusty, disgusting-looking snowplow blades, to block the two entrances onto Court Street in the pavilion, mainly for the Saturday Farmers Market. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're blocking the entrance to my restaurant and a dozen other businesses, by the way.
We're going to continue this conversation, staying on through the break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on through the break, as usual, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. a point of clarification on a couple of situations there that you're talking about, the pavilion next to behind the Iron Pig's current location downtown. Events I've gone to there, we've participated in many of them, sponsored many of them. The question is, why do they need to put cones at the end of the parking lot and out on M32 when the pavilion's there?
Well, so it is a roadway, right? So it's just normally as it sits, it's just a covered roadway. So when there are pedestrians in that roadway, they do try to block it with cones. Now, does that mean that somebody can simply drive over those cones and into a crowd of traffic at any time? Absolutely, it does. And that's why, so for our festival last year, they required that we bring in the concrete blocks, right?
Sure.
So when there is a large crowd there, the police does bring in the large barricades. Now, those are more difficult to move. They take more manpower. They take the large machinery. They have never done that except during Alpenfest or during a live concert where there is a large gathering of people. So for the farmers market, they have never put these large snowplows or any concrete barriers. It has always been the plastic movable green gates or these cones. So myself and other business owners, we've been here for 7 years. This all of a sudden just became an issue. For some reason, somebody got so upset by Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig moving 6 cones or 8 cones,
right,
that they had to call the police and have them come speak to me at my business to say, don't move the city's cones, sir.
Right.
So they place these snowplows in. They leave them all weekend. So now we have blocked access, again, not just to my business. There's a T-shirt shop. There's salons. This is a 3-story building that the Iron Pig sits in. So
sure.
The city is blocking. Now, I can understand sometimes we have Sunday car shows, right? So if they block it for Friday or Friday night car shows in the summertime, so they might block it Friday and leave it blocked till Sunday for the car show. That makes sense. I'm okay with that. But when there's an event on Saturday that ends at 1:30, 2 o'clock, and those cones are left to the entirety of Saturday and Sunday, that to me is a problem, right? I have a problem with that. Other business owners have a problem with that. So we go out and we move those cones. They got upset about it. They called me, said, don't move the cones. The next day, they put the metal snowplows out every weekend since. Regardless if there's an event on Sunday or not, those snowplows stay there, right? We know government employees don't work on weekends.
Sure. Fine. Absolutely.
So I'm at, fast forward to yesterday, I'm paying my water bill over at the city hall. And Chief of Police Frank Clays, who I really like, I have a great amount of admiration for. He was in charge of coming and getting our liquor license and all these things during the shutdowns and all that stuff. He was wonderful. All of the Gaylord City Police were wonderful during that whole thing. And Frank actually agreed to participate in our documentary about the entire thing. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case after yesterday. So I simply asked him, hey, Frank, do you know who called the police on me for moving the cones? He said, well, I don't think anybody called the police on you. I said, no. Your officers came and visited my restaurant and called me. So somebody definitely called the police. Well, somebody's been out there moving cones, and we can't have that. I said, well, I said, it was me. Frank, it was me. I said, and not just me, it was so-and-so that used to own the Lego shop. I'm not the only one.
Sure.
And he says, well, we can't have that. We can't have those cones being moved. You know, what happens if somebody moves the cones and there's supposed to be another event there? And I said, well, this is a problem that I've been telling you folks about for years. There is no signage at either entrance or on the pavilion that says what is happening that day, right? Today's the farmer's market. Tomorrow or today is the car show, whatever it happens to be.
Sure.
I said, I guarantee you, Frank, if the DDA took the time to make some simple signage for both of those entrances, none of these business owners, including myself, will be out there moving cones if we know that there's another event happening later that day or the next day. I said, it's as simple as that. But instead, you're calling the police on business owners for moving cones. I said, it's really difficult for me to take you folks seriously on this stuff when we have all these other, like, are you telling me that crime is, excuse me, crime is so low in Gaylord and the surrounding areas that you folks have time to call, stop by? And he admitted that they looked at the exterior courthouse cameras of the footage of me moving cones, and they still couldn't tell that it was me. After I admitted to them, he ultimately says to me, after I challenge him again on the idea that this takes priority over the unsolved murder case we have in Otsego County, my friend Kevin Drummond that runs Walmart, their theft at that store is at an all-time high. Jay's Sporting Goods, my friend Mark Copeland that runs that store, their theft is at an all-time high. But these fools have the time to call, stop by, and look at video security footage of a little guy that owns a restaurant downtown moving 8 cones. This is how absurd and ridiculous. So let's take it one step further. As I'm challenging his authority, as he's saying, those aren't your parking spots, I say, actually, they are. You know why? Because I'm a taxpayer. I pay taxes in this city. So you know what? Those are my parking spots more than they're yours. Yeah. He didn't like his authority being challenged. Uh-oh. So he immediately then turns to saying, well, you know, this is a misdemeanor. I said, okay. He goes, I'll ticket anybody that moves that those cones. I said, okay, I'm going to go move them. I dare you to ticket me. I dare you. And then you guys get to explain why you're ticketing a downtown business owner for moving cones. He says, if I had it my way, I'd ticket you, I'd arrest you, and if I could pull some strings, I'd put you in jail.
Whoa. And this was the chief of police of the city of Gaylord Police Department.
Chief of police, absolutely, 100%. And I like this guy. I really, we would be sitting at the bar having beers during the pandemic if he weren't chief of police. He's a good man. He's a good guy. But for whatever reason, as soon as I challenged him on his authority, a screw broke loose or something. And ultimately, he ends up slamming the door in my face saying, I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. You've lost all grace with me. As if he's doing me a favor.
Right.
I don't stand for any of that, Randy.
No. Well, the fact that you're a property taxpaying person in the city limits, it's included in your lease, that you're paying the taxes and insurance and utilities and everything else that you're doing, along with all the other business owners. My biggest problem I've always had, and I literally pray as I get to I-75 and M-32, I pray that there's an open parking space out front so I don't have to drive around back and deal with that stupid parking lot. But usually the parking out front on M-32 Main Street is always packed. There's not very seldomly is there always a space open. That parking lot behind you is a huge priority for the survival of your business.
Yes, mine and many others in our building, right?
Sure.
It's exactly that. And listen, I don't go out, you know, people are probably listening and hearing me fired up. I don't go out looking for grievances. I really don't. But when something is ridiculous as somebody that I would have considered a friend, when I simply challenged them on saying, really, our crime is this low in the area that you guys have? And he said, well, you know, when authority changes to such a tyrannical behavior as saying, you know, selective prosecution, I will come after you. I will put you in jail. And if I had enough friends at the courts and the jail, I would put you in jail. I don't like that. And I don't really think that Frank means that, but he's in a big position of authority.
Sure he is.
And that's what I have a problem with, is somebody in a position of authority thinking that this kind of saying these things is okay, let alone if he's acting on them, which I hope he would never do. But just saying those things, I got to nip that in the bud right there.
Yeah,
that's not okay. And that's that tyrannical behavior that we've seen over the last few years that's grown and grown and grown, and you simply challenge somebody's authority and they just flip. I have a real problem with that.
Well, you triggered him and challenging his authority, and that's what was his response. Let me ask you this question. Where is this ultimately, in your opinion, where is this pressure on him coming from? To have his police officers harass you at your business, question you about it, go to the time and the waste of taxpayer money to look at videotapes of cameras. Where do you think this pressure is coming from?
You know, it's got to be coming from probably the city management of some sort, I would imagine. You know, we've been here for 7 years. You know, have I had my issues with the city? Surely. am I a criminal to where I should be threatened with jail time for moving plastic cones in the street next to me? No, that's just absolutely ridiculous. But in the totality of everything that's happened over the 7 years that I've been here, this city has not been the best to work for. The Downtown Development Authority tried to and actually successfully created an unconstitutional liquor license authority. I pointed that out to them. They made changes in it, but the actual ordinance was directed at me so far as it was directed at me, but didn't have my name in it. You know, they put these stipulations in these things that was just ridiculous.
It doesn't apply to any other business out there except for yours.
They had their city attorney write me a letter after they gave us, an area out back during the pandemic to put our pig loo, and then rescinded that. I mean, so I have definitely had some issues with the city. I just think that somebody got so upset, because I saw the city guys about 20 minutes later coming over to move those cones. And I could see that one of them was a little bit disgruntled. So I have a feeling that somebody along that line just got so fed up with somebody moving cones.
Right. And the workers actually ended up moving them back?
No, they didn't, because the farmer's market was over for the day.
It was over. It was done with.
Yes. So they showed up.
They're going to bring these huge rusty snow blades and drop them off there, basically replacing the cones and basically causing blockage to your ability and the other tenants to be able to use the city parking lot.
The very next day after the police were called and the police visited the Iron Pig, telling me not to move cones, these ugly, rusty, they've spent thousands of dollars on beautiful planters and flowers for our downtown. Like you said, there's hardly a parking spot on Main Street. They've done a wonderful job on beautifying our downtown and all these events that we do get to have with the pavilion. I'm not saying I don't like the pavilion. I don't like the way that it's managed. They screwed me out of our festival earlier this year that we've talked about. Right?
Absolutely.
So I have my issues, but these people just refuse to have a conversation on how they can make it better. And so you know what? I'm done. And I'm moving my business off of Main Street, right? When you talk about access and parking, we are going to have so much access and so much parking at the new location. All of this conversation will ultimately be moot.
Wow. All of that you have to deal with while continuing to operate your business, this is what you have to deal with.
Yeah, and listen, for anybody that's listening, I have friends that sit on city council, right? Like I said, I like Frank. There are so many good people in the city government. So it's not that I hate these people. It's what they're trying to do and the levers that they're using to try and do it. That's what I don't like.
Government overreach.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right, Ian, we appreciate the field report, sir. Stay strong, and we'll...